Eileen, I have a question for you.
You do?
I do, where we need to have a section at alexandertalk.com that has some conversations about the basic Alexander technique teaching, or not teaching, basic Alexander technique principles. The principles that underlie Alexander's discoveries and the Alexander technique. We've done several conversations on procedures, which are specific ways that a teacher, specific methods that a teacher might use to help you. But I think we need to address the underlying principles. And I want to start with my favorite of the lot, which is use, spelled U-S-E, pronounced use in the Alexander world. And I think it is the key to all the others. That's just my bias. And why don't you say a word or two about what do Alexander technique teachers mean when they say, when they use the term use, and how might they use that term?
Well, I think when they say you will have better youth, you will improve your youth, that means that you will continue to get more youthful.
Wrong technique.
No.
Okay. Well, yes, but not directly.
All right. Yeah. No. I think that goes well with the technique. I mean, I think that definitely there's a principle of Alexander. You will become more youthful. Yes. So, use. I think of use as to be how someone is using their body. And it sounds like somebody's driving their body or something, but in fact, we are. We are, and we don't even realize that we are actually giving signals, very conscious signals, about where to put pressure, let's tighten this up, let's drop this down, let's hold this here, or in the more constructive sense, oh, this will release this way. And but we tend to be giving signals to our body, and I think of use as in the way, the signals we give, how we're using our body, if we're using it for good, for a benefit to ourselves, or if we're using it in a way that keeps giving us some kind of pain or potential injury or a problem. And so I think of use as it's really what we're doing with our body, or what someone else is doing with their body. So not, it would be different than looking at someone with scoliosis and saying, oh, they're curved to the side. That's not use. That's just happens to be the structure that they have. Use is different than structure. And so it's what they're doing with their body that then affects the function of their body. So what they're deciding to do, if they're deciding to hold something down and tighten something up and feel a little pressure because they think that means they're emphasizing something or whatever, for whatever reason. And then they go to do something, say hit a golf ball or sing or speak or stand or walk, and they find that, well, they don't realize that particular use has in fact affected that function, either in a good way or a bad way, in those examples I gave, but a good way if someone decides to notice how they're using their body and thinks, well, I'll just give some very constructive signals to myself and make some constructive decisions on how I'm going to use my body and how I'm going to respond to a particular activity, then in the Alexander technique, we talk about that being using your body well if those are constructive directions. So, Robert, what do you have to say about use?
Yeah, well, I think that covers a lot of it. I think a big thing to understand about the idea of use is that it really cuts across everything you do. That, to me, is a discovery of Alexander's. It's really, really important because...
Good point.
It
yes.
means that you can make some Alexander progress in one area, and it's almost certainly going to carry over into all your activities.
Yeah. All, absolutely. Mental, physical, right. All activities.
Right.
Emotional. Yeah.
So it's, and I think the idea that he had, which is not only that there was this quality, which he called use, but that you had within you the ability to affect it directly by the way you think. And it's not an abstract idea at all. It's a very practical one that you can pretty quickly test out and see whether it works or not, because you're dealing with mental thoughts that are designed to change physical activity. And you very quickly discover the same thing that Alexander discovered back in the 1890s, much to his astonishment, that mind and body aren't just connected, they aren't just intertwined, they really are two aspects of the same thing.
Absolutely.
And in his books, he went to great pains to say that he would use words like mental and physical, but he wanted it to be understood that he was saying that was relatively more mental, like, you know, sitting in a chair and thinking philosophical thoughts. That's mostly mental. And when he used the word physical, he meant mostly physical, so some mindless physical activity. This morning, if I wasn't careful, shoveling snow would have fit into that category perfectly. So that discovery of use, and that you have within you the ability to change it, and that there are some pretty simple, straightforward ways of learning how to do that, that thousands, tens, probably, I'm sure, millions of people at this point have actually experienced. So to me, that's key. And all the other basic concepts, which we do want to talk about, direction, inhibition, conscious control. Am I missing any? Those are the biggies, I think. It might be another one I've missed, but we'll get to all of them. But I feel starting with use is definitely the place to start. You want to add anything to that, or should we end this one?
No, I think that was very well said, Robert. That was it. That was a very good summation.
All right, so we're done with use. What's the
use? Not me, use. We're done with use. I can understand why we'd be done with use.
We are done with use.
Okay.